We're back once again, deep underground at the Gawler Heritage Centre with Kay. We're looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip once again, and it is Wednesday, October the 19th.
It's good to be here, Jeanette.
It is.
It's always a good space.
It's a great space, and lots of amazing stuff stored in here. The treasures of Gawler.
Oh, yes. Yep, very much.
Yeah. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Engine accidents. We regret to record an annoying accident that occurred a few days ago at the works of one of our largest employers of labour, one of the engines of Messrs Duffield and Co's Victoria Mill, having ceased its labours owing to the breaking of its main beam. Fortunately, the work of the mill is not suspended, as the second engine is able to do double duty, being busily engaged in clearing off stocks prior to the coming harvest. The firm had already ordered new engines of great power and with all modern improvements, the present engines having won their appointed or anticipated term of service. That's actually kind of lovely because it gives you a bit of an insight into the foundry and its workings.
Yeah, and the lovely language.
And the lovely language. Yes, that is really nicely written.
All right, let's get to it with my sexy hay fevery asthma-y. Is that a word? Asthma-y voice?
It can be.
Oh, well, it is now.
What, if Charles Dickens could create words, then?
Well, that's so true. I mean, and Shakespeare, I mean, how many did he have? A vocabulary of 20,000 words or something? No.
He created a huge number.
Oh, no. We still use them. 100 years ago, Armenia's starving. The two appeals made to Gawler residents for funds towards the relief of Armenia's starving met with big response, practically £40 being subscribed. The public appeals being successful, it yet remains for the individual to give consideration to the claims, for it is a slur on our Christian teachings that the call from Macedonia should fall on deaf ears. Last week, the Methodist Todd Street Sunday School repeated the cantata David, the Shepherd Boy, the collection to go to the Armenian Relief Fund. So overseas aid has a long history, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back in the 1890s, I think, they were donating to the Chinese Famine Relief Fund.
Ah, really?
So looking through, you see all these relief funds that were...
Isn't that wonderful?
And people were donating more than we do now, I think.
They probably did it through libraries too, through the library.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So there was awareness of... and
of a bigger world.
Yeah, a bigger world. And perhaps more care than we have. So, 50 years ago, shopping scheme now dead. A proposal to build a major centre of 31 shops, residential flats and houses and car parks for 316 vehicles near the southern end of Murray Street, Gawler, had died an unnatural death, said Adelaide architect Mr. Vern Tolcher this week. The scheme was first announced in August 1970, when Gawler Town Council approved in principle the plan, which included all the land bounded by High Street, Ayres and Duffield Streets. Council approval resulted in strong opposition being expressed by Gawler residents and businessmen.
High Street, Ayres and Duffield.
It's down...
It must be further up the hill. Ayres is where the ambulance station is, just before you get to Dead Man's Pass, isn't it?
I think it would be that block in there where... sort of Nova Cinemas.
Yes. Yeah. Gee, it'd be a difficult block to develop, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It costs you millions to...
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't in today's terms, 1970. Mm. What's that, 50 years ago? God, that's depressing.
That would have killed the High Street 50 years ago.
It's
probably a good thing it didn't go ahead, I suspect.
25 years ago, traffic stopper, Gawler Flower Discovery. A Gawler Heights garden has produced one of the most stunning discoveries in the plant world for some time. A new variety of wallflower has been born in the garden of local gardening enthusiasts Maurice and Joylene Noble. The flower, named More Joy after its owners, not only flowers for most of the year, but the individual blooms change colour almost daily. They vary from rustic oranges and yellows through to soft mauves and deep purples. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's up in the corner of More Joy was the garden where they used to hold the weddings.
Ah, yes.
Up on the corner of Cheek Avenue and Lindock Road.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful garden that's got two houses on it now, or three houses. Mm. It's just a beautiful, beautiful location.
I'll have to look out for that wallflower. They're beautiful flowers. In fact, Trevor and Michelle were discussing wallflowers in their most recent gardening podcast.
Oh, really?
So, oh, not most recent, but
I've never even thought about wallflowers.
No, they're lovely.
Yeah.
So that drew my attention to them, and I thought, oh, I must look out for some for my garden. They were hardy plants. So 10 years ago, Roseworthy lad Jack Marshall, courageous beyond his years, at an age when most toddlers are busy discovering new skills and playing with toys, Jack Marshall was being taught how to save his father's life. Throughout his dad's six-year battle with cancer, Jack, now eight, was and continues to be a pillar of support for his family and has maintained courage, empathy and strength while dealing with his father's illness and passing. So it was fitting that the brave youngster has received a Lions Children of Courage Award.
Isn't it sad?
It is.
Eight-year-old. And Dad died. Yeah, so he'd be 18 now. I wonder where he is. I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah.
It grounds a child, something like that.
It does, yeah. Really change a child.
I meet some extraordinary young people at RDA where they come along because and volunteer because their sibling has a disability. Mm. And they get involved and they're just some of the most compassionate and caring young people. And you think, well, the world's in good hands. Mm. You know?
Yes.
Nothing's lost. There's still a lot of very, very good people in the world.
There are.
Mm. So, anyway, onward with the Gawler Now and Then photograph. And this week's photograph of gentlemen lined up in suits and ties is of the Gawler Probus past presidents, 1998. And then we have Bob Lally, Cyril Koshal, Jack Foote, John Duncan, Roy Bache and Bill Palmountain, with Ross Davis, Don White, Doug Stace, Doug Krause, Colin Higgins, Glenn Kosh, Eric Pratt, Lance Dawkins and Ron Green. And that's one of the 21,000 photos of the town of Gawler on the Gawler History website at gawlerhistory.com. Always looking for more photos.
Mm.
So that's it for this week, Jeanette.
Okay, until next week.
Absolutely. Hopefully, a less sexy and more normal voice. Hay fever, go away.
Yes, it's bad at the moment.
Oh, terrible.
For all life's life.